Washington, this is VOA News. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller has been named special prosecutor to oversee the investigation of Russian government efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election and related matters, the Justice Department said Wednesday. I have determined that a special counsel is necessary in order for the American people to have full confidence in the outcome of the investigation, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said. Mueller, who held the top position in the FBI from 2001 to 2013, was the predecessor to James Comey, who was fired last week by President Donald Trump. A small but growing number of Trump's Republican colleagues in Congress, along with Democrats, are calling for a special prosecutor or commission to examine ties between Trump and his aides to Russia, an investigation going beyond those already being conducted by the FBI and the intelligence committees in both the House, Senate and House. Calls for the appointment have grown in recent days after Comey's firing and after news reports Tuesday that said Comey wrote a memo alleging Trump had asked him to derail the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Stock markets tumbled, the dollar's value sank, and worried Republicans wondered what else could go wrong Wednesday as President Trump faced congressional inquiries into allegations he tried to derail an investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and disclosed intelligence to Russia. Nobody knows where this really goes from here, one White House official told Politico, a Washington political news site. What is next? This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says President Trump never passed any classified information to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov when they met last week in Washington, and he has the transcripts to prove it. Speaking Wednesday alongside Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, Putin said Lavrov never passed the purported secrets on to him, and he would be happy to hand over the transcripts of the conversation. Trump has been defending himself this week after media reports claimed he shared sensitive intelligence with Lavrov and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. The president and his aides have denied Trump shared any information that would have compromised sources or methods of gathering intelligence. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster called Trump's discussion with Russian diplomats wholly appropriate. A group of at least four Islamic State militants, including suicide bombers, stormed an office of Afghanistan's state broadcaster in eastern Nangarhar province Wednesday, killing at least six people and wounding up to 20 others. Provincial officials and hospital sources said four employees of the National Radio Television Afghanistan, or RTA, and at least two security personnel were among the dead. The assault in Jalalabad, the provincial capital, began with suicide bombers blowing themselves up and making way for others to enter the facility. The Trump administration has announced that it will continue nuclear sanctions relief for Iran, keeping in place an Obama-era deal. Under the 2015 deal, sanctions punishing Iran for its nuclear program were waived in exchange for Iran's commitment to roll back the program. But continuing the sanctions relief requires the renewal of a six-month waiver. The most recent waiver, issued by former Secretary of State John Kerry in December, was set to expire this week. The UN Security Council held a closed-door meeting Wednesday to discuss the deteriorating situation in Venezuela, where anti-government protests have rocked the country for more than 6 weeks amid a worsening economic and humanitarian situation. The United States called for the meeting, which marks the first time the 15-nation council, which is responsible for international peace and security, has taken up the matter. In Venezuela, we are on the verge of a humanitarian crisis, said U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
That's the latest world news from VOA.